Happy Friday, everyone. It's Graham, and today we're going into the archives to bring you one of the most popular clips on our YouTube channel ever. This week, Logan Paul. This trending clip comes from our TikTok. Hope you enjoy.
How well do you remember your first brand deal that you got and then your mom teaching you about taxes?
Very. This is a scary conversation. The first brand deal I ever got was for this product right here. It's called the Fly Grip.
Okay.
I got offered $2,000 to make a Vine including the Fly Grip in my video back in 2014. I said $2,000 for a piece of content that I was gonna make anyways. Yeah, you mean $2,000? I'm rich now. Like, I'm rich, dude.
Yeah, right.
I just made $2,000. And one of my boys from college comes into my room and he goes, $2,000, huh? Well, good luck. You're gonna have to send like 700 of that to the government. I said, what? What are you talking about? My mom pays taxes. I'm 18. I just made $2,000. He goes, what are you talking about, bro? You have to give a portion of your money to the government because that's how taxes work. You need to tax on your income. So I call my mom. I go, yo, Ma, Sean is saying I have to give some of my money that I made to the government. She's like, yeah, you pay your taxes. Bro, I'm 18 years old, unable to compute how I didn't know about this.
So fast forward to where we are now at your place in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I pay my taxes, Graham. Don't worry.
What did you learn about what Puerto Rico offered on that front?
The tax incentive program here is great. It's one of the best in the world.
What do you remember from what you first heard about that and then the process from that moment to actually moving here?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed ridiculous. It seemed ridiculous that someone would move to Puerto Rico to pay 4% taxes. Like, who does that? Weird. And yet here we are.
Because you were paying what in taxes
like
before?
Like 50% plus in California, yeah.
You and Jake both relocated down here. This wasn't just overnight.
So Jake and I have always been pretty strategic. Jake and I were both done with California. I felt like I had gotten everything that I needed from Hollywood. I realized the amount of noise in these big cities, LA, New York, Miami. It's just temptation, it's distraction. I wanted to move, but where? I remembered I had heard about this Puerto Rico thing a couple years ago from a buddy, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to Puerto Rico, just see what it's like. I came here and I fell in love with it. Jake was scouting in Miami at the time for houses. I called him, I'm like, hey dude, I'm driving around Puerto Rico right now, I really think you should check this out. Like, this place is beautiful. And then he came and we both fell in love with it. It was perfect for our lifestyle. No noise, no temptation, no distraction. We can lock ourselves away in a paradise for our 3-4 months boxing camp intensive. Like, I don't want to see anyone. I want to work out 4 or 5, 6 hours a day, hit my recovery, eat my meals, go to sleep, wake up, do it again. It was a change of lifestyle that I needed. It was very fitting for my lifestyle that is now that of athletics and locked in combat sports. And then, yeah, the tax incentive is just an incredible cherry on top.
What about Bad Bunny?
What about Bad Bunny?
I mean, he seems to have inserted himself in that conversation as well with regards to you guys, right?
Yeah, he has, man. The Bad Bunny has inserted himself in the conversation. And I don't know why. And I don't know why, because it's f***ed up. He has a f***ing Act 20.
Meaning he's benefiting.
He's taking advantage of the same tax law that the rest of the tax decree people are.
Yeah.
It's all online. It's government information. It blows my f***ing mind how people don't want to believe that. It became an issue when he put my face in a video that was like an anti-foreigner sentiment music video of his. Like, I don't understand. Like, I thought we were cool. Why are you making me like a poster child for a regime that you're a part of?
How's life changed since you've been living here?
I'm much happier living here.
Why?
I don't have gotta deal with bullshit, bro. I'm an introvert. I don't really like people. The more I got to know people, the more I didn't like people. I got my circle, got the people I love. If you're not in it, f*** off.
As always, thanks for listening. To see more trending clips from my team, go to youtube.com/GrahamBensinger.